Good evening. Tonight's topic is Bitter Old Women. I have done an episode on the wall. When women impact the wall, that is only the beginning. Today, we will be covering what happens 30 to 70 years after hitting the wall. A woman's looks, youth, beauty, and fertility are the most desired things to men. Once women lose all of those, they start to become miserable. Let's fast forward 25 years after impacting the wall. My mother was telling me my aunt lost her husband to Lou Gehrig's disease. A couple years later, she decided to try online dating. She was over 70 years old at this time. She matched with over 50 different men, and at the end of the day, she still remained single. Smart women married young. They cashed in their chips. My aunt was married around 45 years ago. Divorce rates were not as high back then. She remained happy being with her husband. Once her husband passed, she could not easily find a man. It was easy for her to get married in her youth, but when she is 70 years old, she simply is not appealing to most men. My aunt had been married well into her 60s. She remained happy being with her husband, but now she has entered the black abyss. That black abyss is living a life not having a man. Many women today are not like my aunt. They never found a man, and if they did, they likely divorce him. Some of them have divorced multiple times. After the wall stops them cold in their tracks, they are no longer are able to get men. I have noticed once women are in their late 30s, they start to become very bitter, definitely in the 40s. I can't imagine the 50-plus-year-old women. Thank God, I have not interacted with those old meat sacks. These old hags are pissed off. They are pissed off because they had a superpower. They had power over men. How would you feel if you lost your superpower? These women are mad because there is nothing they can do. Makeup may help a little, but it's not enough anymore. Most of these women today are mad, they are alone, they do not have anyone to keep them warm at night. So now, they sleep alone with cats and 15 pillows. Their medicine cabinet is filled with pills. They are upset that they didn't cash in their chips and keep the man. Only after imploding into the wall do they realize the great mistake they have made. A good portion of older men who are 40 plus know they gain nothing being with an old meat sack. Once these old bitter women are no longer able to take care of themselves, they move into assisted living homes. The old glorious days are long gone. They are never coming back. Their days are filled with knitting, reading books, sleeping, and bingo. These old hags try and hit on the men in the bingo hall. Many of these men are battling diseases, but they still know to avoid these witches. These old men carry a cane. Yes, the cane helps them walk, but it also serves as a battle weapon to fend off the evil witches. There is only one advantage the old meat sacks have over their younger counterparts. That advantage is no teeth. It's not uncommon to see the chads of the rest home walking out of granny's bedroom and forgetting to zip up his fly. The chads at the rest home play around with the old women. The bedroom fun often causes the man to have a heart attack. I guess that wouldn't be a bad way to go. Once the old men bust, their ticker stops ticking. And then it's lights out. The nurses respond to a panic button and see Gramps laying on the bed with his pants around his ankles. The old hag becomes very sad because her bingo partner is no longer around. I might have to look into investing in rest homes. There is going to be tons of old bitter women. Misery loves company. I predict there's going to be an abundance of old bitter women. They would rather be with other old hags than alone. Their days will be spent complaining about how they were tricked into believing into the womanist movement. Now, they are bedridden with depression and old age. It's like the two grannies on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They lay in bed for most of their remaining life. Thanks for watching.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound.
to the fools. Baby, beware of my body. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a